Never one to box himself in, NSTA reviewer Jacob Lickenstaff has some great ideas for how to use the stop-motion animation feature, Box Trolls, in the classroom.
In the town of Cheesebridge, when all good citizens are safe inside, beastly creatures roam the night.
Box Trolls! Box Trolls are monsters!
At least, that's what everyone's been told.
The Box Trolls is one of five films nominated for an Academy Award in the Best Animated Feature category, along with Big Hero 6, How to Train Your Dragon 2, Song of the Sea, and The Tale of Princess Kaguya. Now, I haven't seen all of these yet, but I do think it's worth noting that The Box Trolls is the only one of these five produced through stop-motion animation, rather than drawing or computer-generated graphics. Based on a young adult novel, Here Be Monsters, by Alan Snow, the film introduces us to a steampunk-inspired alternate reality populated by box trolls. Box trolls are shy, secretive creatures that live under the town of Cheesebridge, sometime in the 19th century. They leave their subterranean homes only after dark, when they scour the town looking for items to repurpose into fantastic contraptions. When walking around, their head, arms, and legs protrude out of cardboard boxes. When frightened, they pull all their extremities in to hide, looking just like an abandoned box. In spite of their relatively innocent way of making a living, their reputation among the people of Cheesebridge is much more sinister. Archibald Snatcher, who is voiced by Ben Kingsley, is the exterminator most responsible for spreading the rumor that box trolls are bloodthirsty child stealers. He uses the disappearance of an infant, known as the Trubshaw Baby, as a pretense for eliminating the box trolls. Snatcher has in fact made a bargain with Lord Portly Rind, head of the White Hat Council that runs the town. If Snatcher can rid the town of box trolls, he'll be given a white hat and invited to join the town council. Snatcher uses all manner of tools to catch box trolls, but it takes him nearly 10 years to get close to catching them all. Over the same period, one box troll, Fish, has been raising a young boy they call Eggs. Could he be the Trubshaw Baby? Each of the box trolls takes on the name of what his box used to contain, so Fish and Eggs are friends with Shoe and Fragile. You can't quite tell when the movie is set, though some sources claim 1805 is the period of Here Be Dragons. If that's the intention of the creators, there is a timeline problem, as corrugated cardboard wasn't patented in England until the 1850s, and wasn't widely used until the early 20th century. The incandescent light bulbs and electric toaster are also a problem. Snatcher's steam-powered vehicles are not out of the question for the early 19th century, though, as the first steam locomotive was successfully tested in 1804. I understand that Here Be Monsters is similarly confusing, as it includes bicycles, which were not invented till the 1880s, and even radio. Archibald Snatcher longs to be part of the elite White Hat Council that runs Cheesebridge, but he suffers an unfortunate allergy to, you guessed it, cheese. Food allergies are a real and potentially deadly problem for millions of people around the world. Allergic reactions can be thought of as the immune system overreacting to what should be a minor irritant. Proteins are usually the trigger for an allergic reaction, which can include runny nose, watering eyes, skin rash or hives, and swelling or inflammation. If the swelling is significant and occurs in the throat, breathing can become difficult or even impossible. Repeated exposure to the same allergen usually causes a stronger reaction each time. In the box trolls, Snatcher's allergic response to cheese is certainly plausible. His face and lips swell dramatically, and each exposure causes a worse reaction. As part of its Food Allergies Game On exhibit, the Pacific Science Center has gathered some online resources on global food allergies and recent research, which you can find in the online version of this column. I was surprised that the treatment for Snatcher's swelling shown in the movie is also fairly reasonable. That is, leeches. Historically, leeches were used to remove blood as a way to balance the humors, and there's really no current scientific support for this idea. But leeches are making a bit of a medical comeback. Doctors are using them to reduce swelling and to encourage blood flow in skin grafting procedures. If you care to learn more and see a leech snacking on the presenter's arm, check out the video linked in the column as well. Science teachers with an interest in steampunk and or 19th century history could use the box trolls to connect with their younger students and to motivate the imaginative reuse of materials. The film includes some fairly realistic depictions of food allergy and medicinal leeches as well.
For more of Dr. Blickenstaff's reviews, go to the NSTA website and search for Blick on Flicks.
Who are you, boy?
I'm a box troll.
Then let's see you fit in your box.